Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to another broadcast of the Children's Bible Club. If you're a new listener, I say welcome to our kids' family. If you are a repeat member, you know we're proud of you and are pulling and praying for you. Either way, I hope you'll write or email us this week so we can keep in touch. If you want to email a short idea or a word of encouragement, here's the address. Aunt Carolyn at childrensbibleclub.com. All lowercase letters and no punctuation, so that should be easy. Aunt Carolyn at childrensbibleclub.com. Let us hear from you this week. Now, here's the choir. Join in with their singing. Thank you, choir. Sometimes you choir kids sing a chorus called, Jesus Gave Her Water That Was Not in the Well. It's a scriptural song based on the story in the Bible of the woman at the well. The wells in Bible days were very important. People couldn't just turn on a faucet and get all the water they wanted as we can now. Getting water was often hard work, and it still is in some countries. But they were willing to work at it because water is not just necessary, it is essential to life. Neither humans nor animals can live long without water. People and animals will walk for miles hunting water. If they can't find any, their bodies will dehydrate and at last die. We have to have water to live. And just seeing it won't do. We have to drink it. Then there's another kind of water. Jesus told the woman at the well, If you had asked, I would have given you living water, and you would never thirst again. She was amazed. Oh, that would be great, never have to come back to the well to draw water in her big clay pot and carry it all the way back home on her head. It would be great never to have to drive the goats to the well and run up and down the steps to carry the heavy jars of water up and down, and pour the water in the troughs for the goats and sheep or camels. She would be overjoyed to receive that water. But she missed one word of Jesus' offer. He said he would give her living water. That was not wet water out of a bucket, but spiritual water, the water of the Holy Spirit that would satisfy her hard, dry, sinful heart when she, by faith, turned from her sin and received Christ as her Savior. Every one of us need that water, even more than H2O wet water from a well or stream. We need Jesus Christ, who is the living water, who himself is life. People lost in a desert are desperate for earthly water. We should be just that earnest to find and come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the water of life. Think about it as the choir sings before story time. Today's story is Sealed with a Kiss. Annie was delighted. Mother had made her a new lavender taffeta dress with lace trim and puff sleeves. She tried to sit like a lady so as not to wrinkle her pretty dress. Her family had been invited to a wedding, and Annie was charmed by the whole idea. She was humming with delight as the car rolled along the highway. On the other hand, Tucker was half pouting, even though he looked quite handsome in his dark blue suit and white shirt and maroon tie. He just kept muttering to himself, but purposely loud enough for all to hear. Why did they have to get married? Why didn't they just go to the justice of the peace? Why do I have to go to their dumb old wedding? Why do I have to wear this cuckoo monkey suit? On and on he ranted under his breath until Annie blurted, "Why don't you be still, Tucker?" she asked. "All your fussing isn't going to make it any easier. And besides, you might want to get married some day yourself, and you'll want us to come to your funeral, your wedding." "Funeral is right. I'll die before I ever get married," he declared. "I hate weddings. I hate lovey-dovey. I hate mush. Deliver me. People have to be nuts for all of that." Mother half turned around from the front seat to look at Tucker. "Now, son, it's not all that bad. After all, your dad and I got married. We had a wedding. A pretty wedding, if I do say so." "Yeah," he quipped. "Well, that was a long time ago. Things were different in the old days." "The old days? How old do you think we are, young man? And I suggest you think about the fact that you would have never been born. You would have never seen the face of the earth if your daddy and I had not got married." "Well, I say never being born would be better than getting married. I tell you one thing, no girl is ever going to chase me down. No girl is ever going to catch me." Dad put in his marked opinion. "I don't think you have to worry, Tuck. With your attitude today, I don't think any girl is ever going to want to catch you. For now, I suggest you quiet down and lay low on the subject. All right?" "Okay," Tucker replied. He got Dad's message plain and clear. Oh, the wedding was beautiful. The flowers and prelude music and the soloist's lovely song. But Annie got goosebumps when the organ began the processional. She caught her breath as the delicate rose petals drifted onto the path before the bride, and she nearly melted away when she saw the bride's lovely wedding gown. Oh, it was more than her eyes could take in. The ceremony was beautiful, too. The flickering candles added a subtle softness through the flowers. Annie focused and tried to remember every word, the scripture, the pastor's words of warning, the vows, the promises, the I do, and at last, the kiss. Annie was captivated. Tucker was nauseated. "Ew," he whispered. Mom nudged him in the ribs. On the way home, Mom kept remarking how nice the wedding was, how beautiful the bride was, and what a blessing the pastor's short message was, emphasizing a husband's true, selfless, loyal love as Christ loves his church, those who trust him as their Savior, and a wife's tender love and obedience and unity with her husband. "Well, it's all okay," Tucker declared, "but I don't see why every wedding we've been to, they always have to kiss before it's over." Dad had heard enough. "That, my dear boy, is a very important part of the ceremony. It wraps it up. It seals the deal. You see, a kiss is a very personal possession. We kiss you goodnight or goodbye because you're our boy. We love you. We'll take care of you and always look for what's best for you. A wedding kiss means the person is giving deep devotion and loyalty to their mate. It means they'll always be true, never falter or leave that person, and will always look out for their best interest. They're dedicated for life. Only death will come between them." "Children," Dad continued, "you're young and may think love and marriage are a long time away, but store this in your heart and memory. Remember the meaning of a kiss. Don't pass it out like candy. Let it show true love and loyalty. Judas kissed our Lord Jesus. A sign of loyalty and dedication became an act of betrayal and unfaithfulness. Though he professed to be on Christ's side, he was a fraud and fake. In like manner, Orpah kissed Naomi, but turned away and deserted her. It was an act of disloyalty and deceit. Be careful whom you kiss. Let it not be cheap. Save it for the one, the life mate God has for you. Let it show true love and loyalty. The psalmist said, kiss the Son. Give Christ honor, obedience, praise, loyalty, and love, yielding to his will. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And now, God bless you until next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.